A Petty Posse production.
Middle of the sea today.
She's on a sunset cruise right now. I'm so fucking mad at her.
I'm really, jealous.
Really jealous.
Very jealous.
Like, it's an 8-day cruise.
It's just rude of her to have left under this
one. I've never done anything enjoyable for 8 consecutive days.
I go to Maine every year for 2 weeks. Oh, so,
see, yeah. Never. No. It's never happened.
Never had such a long vacation before.
Right? I mean, I do have to work while I'm there, but.
Oh, it's not the same.
All it's right. Still in, on the still, water.
Although you're
still
right.
Drunk on a pontoon boat, even if I have to type some up. Hi, listeners. I'm your host, Hillary R. Heath.
Shake it fast. Watch yourself. Shake it fast. Show them who you're working with. Shake it fast. But watch yourself. Shake it fast. Show them what you're working with.
Thank you so much, Andrea. The timing, perfect.
Yeah.
It's like, were the songs written like by the same person or what? It's just
obviously
incredible.
I just finished up a Coke Zero, as you do, and I'm drinking my Stanley full of water, as always. I'm on my second one of the day. Be proud of me. It's late. Just a second one, but I'm on a second one. I drank 40 ounces of water today, which is better than I've done before.
Ooh, better and be then, a hydrated bitch.
Come on. I'm also drinking an espresso Bailey's martini that I made with Yoko vodka that we got from one of my fabulous students, Bria Jewell. She's a rep for them, and let us have a little bottle of it to try on the podcast. And it's pretty good.
Yeah,
it is pretty good. I like it. I do like it.
I mean, I feel like we should probably do it just and maybe try like a little vodka soda or something after this, because we've got maybe a little shot.
Yeah.
Try something, but it's delicious in this.
Oh, thank you,
so, and it's a black owned brand. Oh. Who was it that owns it? You said
it's Polo de Don.
So Polo de Don.
He, if you remember the classic from our youth, Throw Some D's on That Bitch.
Oh,
he produced that song.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now we're drinking his vodka.
And now we're drinking his vodka.
Yeah. Its logo is a smiley face with a cowboy hat and headphones on, which I love.
Which makes sense. I was like, why does it have headphones on? Because a producer
made it.
Yeah. Look at that.
So delightful. Unlike most celebrity-produced beverages.
Do you want to go next to our special guest today?
Oh, okay. Hi, my name is Brittany Dent.
Oh, hell no! Oh, wow.
That is my sound effect.
She picked it and sent it to me. I didn't listen to it. I just immediately forwarded it to producer Matt.
I'm proud of you.
And like, that's the first time I'm hearing it.
Yes, thank you for trusting me.
I feel like it.
Thank you. I feel like that encapsulates who I am as a person.
I can see that, sis. I can see that.
Yeah, it's basically me. And I have been drinking a water. Okay. And also, I am drinking the espresso martini. That is the drink of the night.
Yeah. Love that.
Yes.
Hey, kids. It's your little scholar here to play.
Little scholar.
At least that's what I say.
You're so close to being done. You're a little scholar still.
He was quoting books and stuff out there.
I was quoting books.
You be reading.
I do be reading, and I did just finish getting my entire thesis committee
together. Come on,
scholarly. So I do feel good.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you.
Scholastic.
That's
so
great. A really good week of school. Yes. I'm not going to lie. It was a really nice school week. I got hundreds on 2 of my midterm papers. So.
Oh, my God. Hundreds?
Right.
That's incred.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love
it's
that.
Like I'm destined to be in school right now.
So proud of you.
Great. You guys, I want to tack that up in my fridge. Put your little 100 up in my fridge.
Did they give you a little grape sticker, a little scratch and sniff sticker?
I wish.
She should.
But we turn everything in online, so it's like a virtual sticker.
She got mail.
She too got mail. I do got mail. So, Dr. Evans, you know what to do.
Mail me a sticker.
She doesn't listen to this.
That's probably for the best.
It's for sure for the best. So what I've had today, I had a lemonade from Chick-fil-A, because you know I love my Chick-fil-A lemonade. And now I'm also having a little espresso martini. And the podcast you're listening to is
While We Were Drinking.
It's weird being the person to do that.
I know.
Like,
this is
so odd.
I'm like, it's also you're sitting in front of me now instead of over here.
I know.
I'm
just so...
like, it's like Interior is filling in for Jasmine and I am filling in for Interior.
Exactly.
And I'm filling in for Hillary. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
Not the white woman gets the same job. Ain't that some bullshit?
Always.
At least I didn't get promoted.
Oh. She's not here and I didn't think about JoBro news. Oh, my God.
I know. Do we not have any tonight?
Oh,
did you have some?
I didn't have any, but we're about to right now.
Okay.
Give me a second.
Hold on, guys.
It is important.
Hold on, everybody. We're going to just edit through this part. Apparently, they postponed a show. So they're still on tour right now.
Oh.
So they postponed a show, looks like, at the Alaris Center, which is in Grand Forks, I think, is what this
Not
is.
Our Twilight Town.
Let's see. Okay. Grand Forks on College. So they were set to perform on College Game Day.
Wait, so, aren't they all college game days? Like, isn't that every Sunday or every Saturday?
I thought so. Okay, so this
I just found out that College Game Day is a show.
Wait.
Apparently.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, just, like, the day. What is the sport that we're talking about?
Football.
Football.
Okay, that makes sense.
Football is the... What state is Indy?
Indiana?
No, like the letters.
Oh, North Dakota.
North Dakota. Great. So Grand Forks in North Dakota. Jesus Christ. Forget about the Dakota girls. All right. So Grand Forks is in North Dakota. So they've postponed that show just 3 days before showtime. The Alaris Center announced that the Jonas Brothers concert set for Friday is called off. They wrote on social media that the show will be rescheduled sometime in 2024.
Ew.
Ew, they're still going to be a tour?
Gross.
Too much.
I don't like it.
Their website still...
Who are they? Taylor Swift?
Who are they? Truly. And that bitch is still on tour. I'm like, didn't you stop?
No.
Find some shit to do,
She's
girl.
Not done until after 2024.
Look, when y'all be letting Scooter Braun manage y'all be out here with no money and got a tour for 2 years. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So they wrote on social media that the show will be rescheduled sometime in 2024. Their website still lists shows in Winnipeg on Thursday and St. Paul on Sunday.
This is the tour that's called The Tour, right?
This is called The
Tour. Yeah, because their album is called The Album.
Yes.
Yeah. And it looks like they might have added a show in Virginia.
Okay. Yeah. So what's their beef with North Dakota?
Rude. I don't know. I think the football girlies might have been like, hey, y'all like encroaching on our shit. Like, we got a thing going on.
Was there a big game in North Dakota this weekend?
I don't know.
I only
this
know
is
that
my
Georgia
last
played.
JoBro news.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I know Georgia played because I was with my sister, and so she forced me to watch College Game Day and was like, it's actually a huge honor to be chosen for College Game Day because they pick the biggest game. And they go to that town, and then they do the show from that town.
So
and I was
they
like,
might have been chosen to perform for College Game Day, like, last minute, and was like, hey, we're going to take this opportunity.
Oh, like, and so they had to come to Georgia?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe? I don't know. Okay, I don't remember seeing them.
This is a mystery of College Game Day, guys. We don't know.
I just don't know how College Game Day factors
there,
in.
Right?
Because I even asked my sister, I was like, so they don't go to every college and do it once from everywhere? And she said, no, they pick the most exciting game. And I was like, that seems unfair.
Who did Georgia play? Was it Auburn?
It seems unfair.
Florida?
I don't know.
It also seems inefficient. I don't know.
It does.
It would make sense to be like, okay, so this is where we film College Game Day.
Right.
And then everybody goes on the road and they come up here to play their College Game Day game. That would make more sense.
That would make more sense.
We need to run College Game Day and make this more efficient. Oh,
clearly.
Well, men are in charge. It's not going to be.
It's not
going to
be.
There's a lady host.
She's the host.
She looked like Carrot Top.
Is she the one making the decisions, though?
Not she
I don't
looks
know.
Like Carrot Top.
It was a fuzzy screen from far away because it was raining, and they, like, zoomed out. And I was like, oh, my God, is that Carrot Top? And my sister was like, that's rude. No. And I was like, okay. I don't know anything about football. I was like, maybe Carrot Top is now a football announcer.
Yo, you know what? Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked. I'd be
like prop
okay,
comedy isn't that
not?
Big anymore.
You're right.
You gotta have a second career.
Although, have you seen Carrot Top like in the past couple of years?
He's
like
terrifying.
Weirdly jacked.
He looks
yeah,
like
horrifying
looks
looking.
Scary.
Like out of a horror movie.
I'm gonna go ahead and just make a really bold statement.
Uh-huh.
Nobody with red hair is supposed to have muscles. Like, I don't think that those two things
not
go
like that.
Together.
Not like that.
No,
not like
I don't
that.
Think they go
not
together.
Like that.
No,
like, that.
Like I'm
not
thinking
not
there's
regard.
Some redheads who can pull it off, like the guy who plays Tormund in Game
Tormund
of Thrones.
Giants, Bane. Yeah, but he like
I've
he's...
just been rewatching, and every time he comes on the screen, I'm like, damn.
But he's like not like
hell yeah.
He's not like ripped. He's just like large.
Oh, he's just big.
I don't know. I guess we've never seen him without his shirt on because it was so cold.
But if he took it off and like had like an 8-pack or something, I'd kick him in the throat because it would be weird looking. It would be upsetting to look at.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay.
I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't enjoy it.
It's not just his body, though. He does look like he's had some like work done to his face.
Carrot Top.
Well, yeah. I'm certain that he has.
Looks like he's had like cheek implants.
Yeah. You know, like looks fillers. Scary. It's like the Lisa Rinna special, and I don't think that I like that.
Any man who is like getting ripped in their like 40s is definitely also getting work done.
Oh, for sure. Like those abs didn't come from the gym.
No,
most white people in their 40s are getting work done. Let's be honest.
Little HGH and Botox.
Look, have you seen Anne Hathaway? That bitch still looks like 1997. It's frightening. I think she's a vampire.
I
honestly wouldn't be shocked if she was like the Anne Hathaway that was married to William Shakespeare. That would make sense to me.
Ooh, true, maybe.
True, yeah. True. Because isn't her husband like, isn't his name like William something?
I don't know.
I don't know. What if Anne and Billy
does she have children?
Are like literal vampires?
Does she have children? Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe that's the secret to her youth.
Is drinking their blood at night?
No, not having children. No children and panda fat under her eyes. You know, just like something.
Oh, no.
Oh, this Joe Bro news went on a tangent.
Yeah, sorry.
That was Joe Bro news.
College game day and panda fat.
There we go.
All right.
Hey, Jasmine's furious wherever she is. She's like shaking and she doesn't know why.
This raggedy bitch just ruined it.
Sorry, babe. Do you have Joe Bro news for us, Brittany?
I do not have Joe Bro news.
Sorry, boozy news.
Oh, yes, I do have boozy news. Okay, yes. Let me pull this up. Former rapper, failed comedian, and serial entrepreneur Clifford T.I. Harris is now venturing into the world of property management.
Okay.
You mean, and also you said failed comedian. I think you meant to say professional comedian.
No, I meant to say failed comedian.
Professional comedian, T.I.
professional
Clifford
failed
Harris.
Comedian.
Go on.
Attended the ribbon cutting ceremony for his, it says, first affordable and God willing last affordable apartment development on Tuesday in the west side of Atlanta.
Oh.
He owns an apartment complex in Atlanta.
Yes. It says that it's going to have, hold on, they have a little breakdown here somewhere. Oh, it includes 143 apartments and 25 special units for homeless youth, which I think that's nice.
Oh, okay.
But for those people who are actually going to be signing leases, I would suggest that you read them closely and then circle the words, because we all know Clifford has like a casual relationship with definitions and he likes to skim a dictionary and use a word that he doesn't really understand. So maybe you do your own research and send in a glossary along with your lease, because I feel like somebody's going to be in court later.
Also, you said it's housing for unhoused youth, correct?
There's going to be 25 units for unhoused youth.
Who's supervising the unhoused youth?
Yeah, because that seems like a nonprofit program that someone has to be in charge of that.
Yeah, that seems like someone needs some oversight there a little bit, perhaps.
I'm going to venture a guess. This is not the last time we'll be discussing this particular development.
How far is this from my house? Because all you said is west side. I want to make sure this is far from my home.
Are those the new apartments up the street from me?
He's definitely doing his best to make the Atlanta housing crisis much worse. it's called the Entrada West Side, and it's across from Center Hill Park in Atlanta. It's like right above West...
West End?
What is the cemetery that's over there?
Westview, okay.
All right, final boozy news of the night. I have an update for us. Will Smith, Jada Pinkett saga.
Uh-huh.
Because I do want to be taken out of that group chat. So.
Yeah, right? So I was sent this by my student, Bria, who gave us the vodka. And when I told her about us doing that on the podcast, and so she sent me these updates. So apparently Will Smith's, like, close friend and his assistant.
Former assistant, yeah.
Went on and like spilled some tea that he walked in on Will and Dwayne Martin.
What?
Fucking in his dressing room one day. And let's just say Will was not on top.
Ooh! He looked like he a bottom too.
I know.
Allegedly. So can I say real quick to this story?
Yeah.
So I remember hearing these rumors like years ago, like probably 20 years ago. I remember these rumors being a thing.
Yeah.
And like for a long time, I was like, okay, well, just like, you know, they're just rumors. But like, now they've resurfaced, it's like, I mean,
maybe.
Because I mean, like, he's showing his full face, full voice, saying these words out there.
And honestly.
And granted, Jada went on with Charlamagne and did say, you know, I am going to sue him for defamation.
Yes. Oh, God. And like, he went on Tasha K's podcast, which is like wild because I'm like, girl, ain't you tired of like people yelling at you about suing you for something that you've done or had happened on your podcast?
Yeah, you would think that she would, yeah.
Like, you still don't have not paid Cardi B a
Cardi
single
needs her money.
Cent.
Cardi needs her money.
So this woman, like, Tasha K, like, went out here saying that, like, Cardi B had, like, an STI and, like, was just putting this rumor out here.
Yes.
And, like, Cardi, like, sued her.
Obviously.
And she owes her, like, $4 million.
She's like, $4 million. And Cardi's brand is that she's got a very clean, damp pussy.
Yes.
Like, that is her brand.
We can't call it damp. I don't like damp.
Dripping.
Oh, my God.
Why are these
moist.
You're picking all the worst
ones. All the worst ones.
You're picking all the bad ones.
We
on purpose.
As a society, we have decided on wet. Let's
damp,
just stick with wet.
Soaked.
Oh, no. Damn. Just feels awful. Anyway, so yeah, I remember this. So that now that it's come back up, like, all these years later, it's like, well, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
You know, it makes sense, though, because people who are closeted do tend to run towards Scientology. So that whole, all of the pieces are falling into place.
That is actually
really
true.
All of the pieces are falling into place. Oh, can I also have, I have a correction and omission from the Will Smith episode. He actually did do stand-up comedy for his 50th birthday. He hired ghostwriters, and one of his ghostwriters was Atlanta's own Clayton English. Yeah, go check it out. I think it's on, like, he filmed a whole little thing with them.
Not you had ghostwriters. You didn't do it for real. Well, that's not okay.
Oh, you thought Will Smith was going to write down with a pen.
I thought he would at least ran it by some of his, like, comedy friends. Be like, hey.
He ran it by some of his comedy employees.
Damn.
No, but Dave Chappelle actually is the one that, like, hooked it all up, too. I remember watching a little clip of it all.
Of Dave, but, like, no.
No. No, I know.
I mean, but good for
Clayton.
But he
did it. He did
that
money.
He did.
I know.
Honestly.
Shout out to Clayton. Get your check.
Yeah.
Do that, baby.
If anybody wants to hire me to write jokes for them, please let me know. I have a price in mind.
I was going
to
say, you can write jokes for me.
I can write a joke now.
I know. I can't. I cannot.
Yeah, that's boozy news.
Boozy news.
Man. I'm ready to see more about this shit.
I'm honestly, I can't wait to see what else unfolds.
So you want back in the group chat?
I want to be in the group chat about the group chat. I want to be in.
Okay.
You know what
you
I mean?
You want to mute the group chat.
I don't
want to
hear nothing
combo.
Else from Jada, from William.
I want someone to remove those two people from the chat.
But whoever's in their chat that's like, y'all will not believe what they just said.
I would like to hear the assistant.
I would
like to
be in the side chat.
I want to be in the side chat.
Oh, always in the side chat. That's where the best tea is.
Yes, that's where the best tea is.
Do you want to start a tab?
Okay, so we gotta sing.
Yeah, you gotta bring me in.
Do you want to do this, Brittany? You have a better sense of rhythm than I do.
And just for that, absolutely not. I want you to go.
Who's got the tab? Oh yeah, who's got the tab?
Me.
Who's got the tab?
It's me.
Oh. Who's got the tab?
Me.
It's anterior.
You were the one clapping. Man. How are you?
That's why I don't make noise when I clap, you guys.
Oh,
we've gone over this. I don't make noise when I clap.
It's so much harder to be off rhythm from yourself.
I truly wish we recorded this shit on film.
Oh my God.
To watch you sing it and then
it would have had to
clap just so.
Just the clapping
everywhere,
was just completely
like,
offbeat of what you were singing.
I think I did great.
You did a wonderful job.
I'm
impressed because that takes so much more energy to do.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. I have too much going on in my brain.
Yeah.
Definitely not too little.
No, I'm impressed.
It's the labor that you, gosh.
It's like when you look
hard
at the pyramids and you're just like, how did they do that?
And I'm like, it's got to be aliens.
There's got to be a way.
Mm-hmm. It's the weather machine. Okay.
All right, beautiful people.
Yes.
So today we are going to talk about the pink sauce fiasco.
No. I'm so excited.
I know we've touched on this before, and I'm so excited to.
We are gonna fully talk about the pink sauce and the shit that's going on now.
It's still going.
Oh, how has this woman not been like sanctioned by some sort of government body?
This is my birthday.
For poisoning massive amounts of people.
Well, we'll get into it.
I don't know. I guess if you choose to order mayonnaise through the mail, it's really your fault.
It's your fault. It's truly your fault.
People are too obsessed with TikTok in a way. I saw today, people are ordering wigs off Shein, and I just can't. I can't recommend that less. That just sounds like a terrible idea.
Girl, you might as well take yourself up to the party city. Bro, like, what?
Bro, you are about to get some plastic strands. Please do not order your glue list from Shein.
Do
not order your condiments from TikTok. Like, those are things that we shouldn't have to say. Yeah.
I shouldn't have to say it, but apparently we have to. That's the warning that we have to make.
I did buy a treadmill off TikTok. It's good.
Oh, like one of those desk treadmills?
Yeah, like a little walking pad. I ordered it.
How much is it? We'll talk about how much they cost later. Got it. I'm considering.
No, when you come out with your leg broke, don't say nothing to me.
With your leg broke.
I don't want to hear it.
I mean, feel free to come over and try it.
Okay. Purr.
I like my knees. Thank you.
So, because this fiasco is still going, we'll start from the beginning, shall we? So, the pink sauce is a sauce condiment that was created by this woman named Veronica Shaw, a.k.a. Chef P, a.k.a.
Where's the P
the
coming
pink
from?
Pink sauce lady. I have no idea.
Comes from pink sauce.
But it's like P-I-I, so, you know, shout out to her.
What?
So, not Chef Pie, Chef P?
It's Chef P is how it's pronounced. Yeah, no, I would think pie, but when she says it,
but ain't no P in Veronica or Shaw.
Okay. Unless her middle name is like Patricia, I don't understand where the P is coming from either.
Then it should be Chef Pat.
Okay, I'm sorry. You are correct. You are right. But this baby has proven that she's not wrapped too tight, all right? So I found Veronica Shaw's LinkedIn because I needed to know, like, is she actually, like, a certified chef?
No, is the answer.
Yeah, no, I saw no credentials of, like, culinary school at all in her LinkedIn. But since 2018, she has been the chef and founder of Exquisite Culinary Creations. And I found its website.
Anybody can have an LLC. Let's just remind the listeners of that.
Anybody can have an LLC.
Yeah, Jasmine and I have one. If that tells y'all anybody. Oops.
Anybody can do it. It's so easy. All you need is a few bucks. So
like literally.
So I like found her business site, but like to make sure that this site is hers, I like found a video of hers, like where she's talking, like where she like catered some type of pop-up shop. Now I'm just gonna let y'all see the website and the food that's on it.
Because she's doing her Squarespace best. This is so cute.
So this is all the gallery looks like. That's all we got.
Okay.
But ain't nothing on there pink.
Nothing's on there pink.
These look like stock photos.
They do look like stock photos.
It looks like something
I could grab off of Canva or GoDaddy.
Google food.
She was like French toast, avocado toast.
Literally,
got it. It's nothing but toast.
Three pictures of avocado toast.
It's the same picture.
Yeah, it's the same picture of avocado toast with flowers on it.
Yeah, it's literally just mashed avocado on untoasted bread with some edible flowers.
It's a very pretty colorway.
It's a very pretty colorway. You're so right. For the girlies who get it, you get it.
You get it.
So
it doesn't even look seasoned.
It doesn't look great. Like it just looks like some bullshit.
Where's everything seasoned? No, it looks avocado toast.
Truly,
it looks like, pretty, but it doesn't look tasty.
It looks pretty bland. Like all of this looks like white people food.
Yeah.
So Chef P is running this catering company where she does these pop up shops.
Just French toast and avocado toast.
There's the video that I saw of her. She does a little pan of the food before she starts speaking. And it's like there's like a cup that looks like it's got some Rotel dip in it and like a couple chips.
You can't.
And then like some like baby shower meatballs.
Not Rotel dip and baby shower meatballs.
Oh, gosh.
But you know the aesthetic that I'm going for.
I know exactly.
So I'm like, and it's supposed to be like a pop-up shop for some event. And I'm like, baby shower meatballs, huh? That's all we got? Some more Rotel?
This website is hysterical.
It is a website.
The website takes you back to the website. Like,
the website doesn't take you back to the website.
She put a link to the website on the website.
Because like, if you're a pop-up shop and you're doing finger foods, right, you don't do what you do for cocktail night at your house.
Yeah.
No.
You know, for like book club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do an upscale past item.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm proud of her. She said, I can do this. And I will do this.
I will do this. Now, is it going to be great? Who knows?
Proud of her.
We're going to try it. So in June 2022, Veronica, or Chef P, sorry, want to be respectful of her title, Chef P uploads her very first pink sauce video. So she uploads this video June 11, 2022.
And so she had already had this company. So she'd already had this company.
Quote unquote catering company.
Okay. Exquisite
Culinary Creations.
Okay.
LLC.
So, okay. This is the last thing I'm going to say about this website, because what happens. What it seems like to me is that she was making the little pink sauce. People were like, oh, this is the thing. She said, let me rush and go make a website real quick.
Uh-huh.
But you're telling me that the website came first?
The website came first. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Mm.
Okay. Now we know the answer.
I mean, honestly, if you're going to start an LLC, you got to have a website.
You got to have a website. People got to know where to come to.
If our friend Ava Davis has taught us anything, it is very easy to buy a domain name.
So easy to buy a domain name. You can buy a domain name for anything.
I think Ava has like 60 or 70 domains.
That's silly. It's just like, it's her fun purchase. You got to stop that. You got to stop it.
She gets an idea and she buys the domain, and I love it.
It's an addiction at this point.
I
love Ava so much. No.
She's got domain names like you got plants, Hillary.
Yes.
She got a house full of domain names. Yeah. Just wilting in the sun.
I got 60 or 70 plants in my house.
You got to water your domain, girl. You can't just let it
wilt. I do actually
have
to water my plants tonight. Some of them are like a rest.
Girl, I got two, and I be holding on to keep them hoes alive. Mm. So the first video uploaded June 11th, 2022. As of today, she's got 890K views on that video. And literally the video is just her with a bowl of the pink sauce and like a chicken tender. Her just dipping it and eating it.
Okay.
And it's like pink sauce coming soon. And people are like, what the fuck is this? What is this little sauce? Oh, okay. Like, is it ranch with some, like, you know, dye in it? What are we talking about?
Right.
And so, like, she just subsequently starts, like, uploading videos of people, like, trying it, like, reviews.
Because, like, you'd think a pink sauce would just be, like, ketchup and mayonnaise mix.
Right. Like,
and that's not what it is.
No. And so she just starts, like, uploading videos of people trying it because she's, like, selling it at these pop-up shops where she's catering.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where she can keep them cold and on ice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Uh-huh. So if you I went back through all the videos on her TikTok today. So that was my day. And watching the reviews, like, it legit feels like these are either, like, her cousins or, like, her friends.
Yeah.
Well, if you were to start a website, that's what you would do first. You would tell your friend and be like, okay, I'm about to film you on my phone, and then you eat this, and then give me your...
You get your little cousins to, like, try it, and, like...
It's what all the white ladies who mix everything with their hands do. They just get their husbands in there to try it.
With the man who's in the background.
Delicious.
Oh, that looks really good. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah,
and her toes are in that.
Yeah.
That's fetish content.
She touched the dog and then touched that.
No, it is.
No, it is. I know exactly. It's gross. So, like, in watching the videos, there's, like, one girl, or a couple, rather, but one in particular, where the bitch, like, literally, like, has it on a fork, like, a little bit on a fork, and puts it in her mouth, and then immediately goes, so good. And it's like, bitch, you didn't even try it.
Yeah, my favorite is when they're like, let's take a bite. Yum.
You know what that's giving? There's a couple of takes where she tasted it, and she went, ugh, and then she was, the girl was just like, okay, just do it real fast.
One good one, really fast.
Okay, ready?
Super fast. And so she's got these reviews. She's got these videos of her, like, eating it on different stuff, like wings, fucking pickles, Big Macs, just whatever you can dip something in. She's dipping shit in the sauce.
Okay.
And so in the comments, and by, like, a certain point, like, people are, like, realizing that the sauce, like, the consistency keeps changing. Like, the color keeps changing. It's not the same pink. It also looks a little runny in some videos. Looks a little thicker in other videos.
It's a little goopy.
Yeah. So, like, it's just like, what is this?
So she's creating it with her heart, not a recipe.
I'm sorry.
You just spit all over me. It's okay. I love it.
Yes. So, like, by the 25th of June, she's addressing, like, the consistency issue. People are asking how it tastes and all that. And she's like, if you want to know how it tastes, go out and buy it. It drops tonight. So, June 25th is when the link comes up for people to start buying it. All right, so July.
You know what I'm not going to do is buy something that somebody's, when I'm like, what does it taste like? And they're like, just buy it.
It's like, I don't.
And then do you have, like, the price on there?
Is it, like, sweet? Is it salty?
I'm about to get it. So June 25th is when it comes up, pops up. It's $20 a bottle.
Christ
$20
almighty.
$20 a bottle.
And in watching the like YouTube video or TikTok videos, it's clear that she's like making it in her house. Like
yes.
It's very much like her with these like, it seems like old Heinz bottles.
Yeah,
found.
They do look like old Heinz ketchup like bottles. Old Heinz she ketchup ran through bottles. The dishwasher
yep.
And then.
And it was like, we're going to put some sauce in here, put a new label
sterile.
On it. Like,
no,
here we go.
What state is she in? I mean,
she is in Florida.
Is
oh,
that
she
a
is from South
she
Florida.
Is that a state where you can have your kitchen certified? I guess you maybe don't know that.
I didn't know
I don't
that.
Think that there are any regulatory agencies in Florida.
You're right. It's Florida.
Whatever you do, as long as you're doing it in
They're
Florida.
Like, as yeah, long as like, you kind of scoot the cat off the counter, it's fine. You can cook food in there and produce it for money.
My God.
Honestly, like she looks like she's in her like apartment. Like, so clearly yeah. This is not a place where you can actually do that. Like, I don't care
okay.
if Florida or not.
Okay.
Like, yeah. So by July, people are starting to get their bottles of pink sauce. This is when the shit starts to hit the fan, y'all. Because people's bottles are coming and they're bloated.
Yeah.
Like the stuff smells spoiled. In some instances, like the bottles explode because of botulism. Because pretty much with the actual like ingredients in it, it's like it's not shelf stable. So I'm going to read the ingredients that are in it.
Okay.
Water. Okay. Sunflower seed oil, raw honey, distilled vinegar, garlic, pitaya, which is also dragon fruit, pink Himalayan sea salt, dried spices, lemon, milk, and citric acid.
Wow, what a great way to
is that the
get a
is that the ingredients that she said?
So that's the ingredients that are on the label.
You know, it just sounds disgusting to me. Is garlic and milk?
I think you can have Himalayan sea salt.
What? Pink Himalayan
have,
sea salt?
I think you can have pink Himalayan salt, or you can have sea salt.
Pink Himalayan sea salt, I think?
I don't think it is. Because ain't no sea in
yeah,
the Himalayas.
Yeah, no, that's true. So, pink
so how would you...
Points are being made, Brittany!
How would you do that?
What sea from the Himalayas did you get this salt from, bitch?
The pink one.
The pink one, bitch.
The pink
Don't
lagoon,
you know?
Obviously.
That's what she put on her label?
That's what she put on the label. Okay. And so, like, the label has so many, like, inconsistencies because, like, it says the fat is 1 gram. And then this is health.com that I'm reading this from. It says, editor's note. This is likely an oversight since sunflower oil, the second ingredient in pink sauce, contains about 14 grams of fat
That's
per serving.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Sodium is 60 milligrams. Carbs, 3 grams. Protein is 0 grams.
Sunflower oil. Okay, so she's probably not doing it by the, like, order of, like, how much is in there.
That's what she's supposed to be doing?
That's what she's... I was going to say, because it can't be mostly sunflower oil.
I mean, it could
well,
be. If you, emulsify it, it could give it that, like, creamy, thick consistency.
But also, you would need an egg.
But I think if I said the word emulsify to this woman, I don't know. Well, if
there's vinegar in it, you don't have to.
If there's vinegar, you don't need the egg.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know that she'd know the word emulsify. She's like, I don't know, I put it in a blender.
You just stir it real fast.
Just stir it real fast. So, if you don't have a blender, it's fine. We'll just whisk it.
Well, so, like, health.com.
Get you a fork instead.
Health.com ain't shit because it's like the pink sauce label came under fire from misspelled words.
Oh.
Like, vinegar is spelled vinger.
No.
V-I-N-G-R. And a curious amount of servings per container. 444 one tablespoon serving.
Angel numbers and vibes.
Which amounts to 28 cups of product.
Right.
In the one Heinz.
In the one Heinz container.
Ain't no 40.
Ain't none. Girl, this is not a Costco, like, barrel of shit. This is just one Heinz ketchup bottle.
It's angel numbers and vibes is what
it is. Angel numbers and vibes. So at this point, people are getting their shit. They're uploading like reviews to TikTok because the motherfuckers are pissed because they're like, I spent 20 TikTok dollars
on
to
some
get
garlicky,
some garlicky,
chunky
like,
milk.
Chunky milk. And pretty much like the shit's coming back like this milk. Because like it's supposed to be refrigerated. Like it's what we know.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be refrigerated. There's like fucking like there's mayo in this shit. Like you gotta refrigerate.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Well, I mean, there's milk in it.
There's mayo and milk.
You cannot just stick food in the mail.
You can't.
Like, you
as
have
somebody,
to store
as somebody
it
who's had like a HelloFresh in her day, like
right.
They put that shit in a sealed box with a fucking ice pack
yeah.
or two.
You can't
like
just,
you
bro.
Like I have and like this shit is going out in the middle of summer. This is July. So at this point, like, reviews are coming in, people are pissed off, and
bet.
For $20. And folks are like, does the FDA, like, do they know about what you're doing? Like,
she's
what the
like,
fuck is
who
happening?
Are they? What's the FDA?
Truly. So, at the end of July, she, like, finally, like, starts, like, coming out and, like, talking, responding to all of the, like, backlash.
Just one month.
After she's poisoned 60 just or 70
after
people.
She's poisoned people. After people have gotten just some bullshit that blew up in their mailbox. So she comes and she's
inside of your mailbox
stained
with
like,
dragon fruit
like the rest of your life.
Like just sitting there with a hose trying to hose out your fucking mailbox. Like, bitch.
Can I tell you what I would not do? I had some butter explode in my microwave the day of your birthday party. I have just closed that up and not dealt with it. And if I had pig sauce explode in my mailbox.
Like milk exploding.
You know what I would not do? Get my mail ever again.
Somebody ordered this and they lived in an apartment. And it blew up in the apartment
in the communal mailbox.
Yes, and there was just pink garlic milk dripping.
Ooh, if I go into my mailroom and it smells like ass in there, I am fighting whoever bought TikTok milk.
I'm setting off fireworks on the roof. Is what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. Fireworks on the roof tonight.
I'm turning on my gas stove and heading to the roof with some fireworks.
She responds and like on a live on YouTube because she has a YouTube channel as well.
I'll bet.
And like she's just like everybody talking about FDA. Like FDA, you people are like y'all are so stupid. Y'all are trying to make things up. Like I'm not selling like medicine. Like FDA is about medicine.
Baby, what the F stand for though?
Pharmacy. It stands for food, everybody.
The pharmacy
food and drug.
pharmacy
drug administration.
Pharmacy with an F makes some great face products.
They do
make great face products and hair products.
But yeah, so like she's just like, no, like it's not. And people are like in the comments like, baby, the F is food.
That's what food is.
It's food and drug administration. So she continues like just kind of like not taking accountability for the fact that, hey, girl, baby, you fucked up. So the FDA does in fact show up to her house.
I bet. Oh, I bet.
So they shut shit down. August 2nd, they shut shit. They are knocking on the door, like, "Hey, we heard about you. You got to stop doing everything you're doing. You have to cease. This shit's got to stop now."
They heard about her from the mail. They were like, "Uh-uh, we're not delivering no more of this. Go get her."
Shit blew up in my community mailbox. Like, can't have this.
So two months later,
she goes on the Karamo show.
Oh, no. Karamo?
Yeah, Karamo of Queer Eye fame.
He's too nice to put her in her place.
But I am proud of his dedication to mess.
Oh.
If there's mess, well, Karamo's going to find his way into
it. He's taking the Mari slot. So
I love it. I'm proud of him.
Yeah, at 3:30 in the afternoon, I want mess. Like, don't give me no fucking serious cheese.
I want Ayanla. I want...
Oh, I'm just going to go in the bush and weep. I love Ayanla.
Love her
God,
so much.
Ayanla is just such good mess. I love it. So she goes on the Karamo show October. And it's her and a TikToker named Allie Breen. Now, Allie, in her video, when she gets hers, she is able to taste it. But she's just like, it just feels like it's, like, not right. Something's wrong with it. So she sends it off to a lab to go get tested.
Not the lab.
Sends it off to a lab.
Oh, no.
The lab tested. It's like, hey, so this, like, yeah, you cannot eat this. This is, like, poisoned. Like, there's botulism all in this girl. Like, don't fucking eat it. So, like, Allie reports this on her TikTok. So, Chef P is coming here to confront Allie because she accuses Allie of fabricating claims about the sauce.
Stop.
And tearing down her business and livelihood as a woman. She shouldn't be doing that.
If you tried to poison me with botulism, I am going to tell people about it.
And so the really fucked up thing about it is that, like, she takes no accountability. And she pretty much, like, tells Allie, well, you should have, like, gotten in contact with me to, like, tell me that this stuff. Like, why would you, like, go on the internet and, like, spew it? And I'm like, girl, if Kraft decided that they wanted to sell me some botulism, I am going on the internet to talk about it. I'm not calling
George
Mr. Kraft himself.
Yeah.
You didn't send me the wrong size customized T-shirt.
No. Right.
You sent me poison.
You sent me poison.
Exploding garlic poison in the mail.
Honey garlic. It's honey garlic.
Honey garlic.
Honey garlic.
It's honey garlic poison.
So, oh like, she goes on here and, like, just, like, tries to really, like, choose poor Allie up. And Allie's like, look, like, I'm just a TikToker making commentary. Like, I am one of thousands of people.
Yes, I'm not. Right. I'm the one you saw, but I'm not the only one who's done this.
I'm not the only one. Like, there are other people who actually chewing your ass up, girl. Like, it's not that deep. And so, Chef Pete and Karamo both, like, blame Allie for, like...
That's so funny.
What?
Yeah, no, Karamo was a fuck shit that day. Like,
that's so funny. They pretty much
blame... You eat some then, Karamo. Eat some.
You eat some.
But don't eat what she brought with her today.
No, I want her to mail it from home.
Yeah. You order it, get it in the mail, and then you eat that.
Uh-huh. So they both pretty much blame Allie, and, like, Karamo's like, you know, that's just another woman. Like, I feel you shouldn't tear down other women.
I feel like Anthony would tell you, don't eat this.
Anthony's like, hey, so maybe we don't eat that.
Maybe we don't eat that.
Okay. Yeah.
And Jonathan's like, would be like, honey,
what if
don't
you
eat that. Like,
Kraft Ranch on some cucumbers instead.
Right.
What a great snack.
What a great snack. What
well,
a great
look
option.
Look at that, what you've done.
So that clip has the clips from that episode have since been taken down off of Karamo's YouTube page.
Oh, I'll bet they have.
Uh-huh, because he's had to backtrack and apologize to
Allie. I'll bet.
Who did the research for his episode?
I have
you
no
know
idea.
He has researchers on there.
Yeah, they do. So
was he just like, don't worry, guys, I'm running this one solo. I don't need any help.
I've been following the show on TikTok.
I know what's up.
I got it.
Do you have all
it.
The hashtag discourse about that, too? About this whole thing? All the little Keith Lee girlies, they had a head start because they were like, this is why black women can't get a business off the ground because y'all won't ever support your own community when they trying to start a business.
I will
and
support
like,
my community when they're not trying to kill me.
Right?
I will support my community.
The rules of science.
When they are not trying to kill me.
Okay. Yeah. We're drinking a black owned vodka brand right now.
Right now.
Yeah. FDA certified.
I'll go to the Bando.
Like, I go to the Bando's
never tried to poison anybody.
Right.
Look.
Right.
So while this is going on prior to the Karamo show, Chef P does get a lifeline thrown to her from a brand called Dave's Gourmet.
Okay.
All right. So Dave's Gourmet, they sell like pasta sauces.
Real white.
Oh, they are. Mm-hmm. Pasta sauces, hot sauces, olive oils, all that type of shit.
They said we got a DEI
sauces.
opportunity here.
Right.
They were like, no one's buying our hot sauces. I don't understand why. Let's bring in Chef P.
Because I'm going to tell you what, I'm not getting no hot sauce from no nigga named Dave.
Like, no. No.
I'm A-okay.
You have to be Lil Dave at least.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Be like, what are we talking about? Dave? Something. I'm okay. I'm all right. So, Dave's Gourmet, and they're like sold in like Walmart and shit like that. So they're mostly their brand's mostly in Walmart. So they throw her a lifeline. They come in and they're like, "Hey, girl, we're gonna help you out. We're gonna get this shit shelf stable so that you can actually sell it and like make a profit." And so just so we know, I'm gonna read out the current ingredient list under Dave's. So it is dragon fruit puree, so we're keeping the dragon fruit theme.
Okay.
Canola oil, coconut cream, water, sugar, distilled white vinegar, garlic, maltodextrin, ranch flavor, and a bunch of other shit. Salt, spices, contains 0.5% or less of xanthan gum, colored with titanium dioxide, preserved with sodium benzate, potassium sorbate, citric acid, and calcium disodium EDTA.
Okay, so all the stuff that
prevents it from exploding in the mailbox.
Exactly. Okay. they even have, like, Q&As because...
Wait, did you say monosodium glutamate?
I did not.
MSG? Okay.
Oh, no, I did not. No.
Okay.
No MSG in this one. So there's, like, a Q, like, a frequently asked questions part, and it's, like, what makes pink sauce safe, and why is it safe to ship unrefrigerated? So they, like, have a whole thing where they say it's made at their headquarters, and it is FDA approved. They use a hot fill process. Hot fill products can be shipped and sold unrefrigerated. Once opened, however, the product does need to be refrigerated.
Okay.
After you open it.
So it also is a question about the variation of the color, because the color is not always the same consistent pink.
Still.
Because it's getting the color from the dragon fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there is color in there, didn't it say?
Yeah. So it is like different variations of pink. It's not all the same pink, though.
Yeah.
Just like her shit. It's like all different versions of pink. Like, And the thing with her is I feel like some of that shit was like food coloring, because like some of them pinks is real like pink. Like,
yeah.
I was like, bitch, that's fuchsia.
Like,
oh. You can't go from fuchsia and baby pink. Because she was also like gaslighting the fuck out of people when they're like, what's going on with the color? She's like, it's the lighting. The lighting changes, not the color. And it's like, bitch.
Okay.
I got eyes.
I just feel like y'all don't need to be so committed to eating fuchsia foods.
No.
No.
Like, it looks like Pepto-Bismol.
Right. Mm.
It looks like Madison. Like, I don't want to eat that.
Right.
And you know what? It's like, I've had a delicious pink sauce at 8 Arm RIP. Mm-hmm. They had an incredible burger that had pink sauce on it. And it was neon pink. And it was so pretty. But it was literally mayonnaise and beets.
Uh-huh. Oh, it was beets. I was going to ask if it was dragon fruit. It was beets.
Mayonnaise beets and beets. Sense, okay. And it was, honestly, it tasted great.
Yeah.
But I mean, it like dripped down the side. It was so pretty and so aesthetic on that burger. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it might be the only food picture still on my Instagram from the era where we took pictures of food.
Oh, yes. Time.
But I mean, so it's possible to make a fuchsia food that's safe and tasty.
It is possible. So Dave has done all this work to get her shit shelf stable, and then they get her this deal with Walmart January 2023. Like, okay, baby girl, we're going to get your shit on the shelves. It's going to be official. So it gets on the shelves. It's like $8 a bottle, not 20.
Not 20, because that was also insane.
Crazy. Insane.
Crazy.
like my good friend's mom, Cristo's mom, they sell her salad dressing.
It's good as fuck.
It's $7 a bottle, and they had to talk her into that price because she was like, oh, we could sell it for like $3 or $4. And they were like, no, a salad dressing in Publix is $7. Yeah. You can charge $7.
Just, like, charge $7. Charge what the other girls are charging. So it gets on the shelves in Walmart, and then she's quiet for a while. Until about 3 months ago, when she pops back up with a GoFundMe.
Oh, no.
Her legal fees.
Does help get justice for the pink sauce. I'll let you look at the picture.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm going to read what it says.
She has raised how?
Okay, so her goal is $100,000. She's currently reached $25,459.
I need to talk to everybody who donated.
Oh, well.
I honestly need to talk to Dave. Because why are y'all not seeing this and being like, this is a wrap?
Hold on. I haven't even gotten to Dave yet.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Oh, Dave got his own shit to say. I'm giving her a piece and I'm going to give you Dave.
Sweet God.
So her GoFundMe says, hi, my name is Veronica Shaw. I'm the founder of Pink Sauce LLC, one of the most viral sauce sensations of 2022.
Yeah, it sure is
truly viral.
As a young entrepreneur with big dreams, I followed my intuition and went forth towards my dreams to create something new. I made a few mistakes on the way, which it's supposed to be led, which led me to trust a company that is trying to take everything away from me. They lied to me. They are not paying me and are not being transparent about records. I have tried on multiple occasions to try and come to one accord with them, but they refuse to reimburse
me. Get on one accord.
Reimburse me for marketing expenses that I spent my own funds towards. I have been silenced.
Okay.
And financially sabotaged. I am a single mom and I do everything for my kids. Right now, I don't have enough money to buy my kids food on my own. My mom is on disability and has been giving us $20 just to get by on a daily basis. School is in a few days away and I haven't even been able to get my kids clothes or anything. I am currently facing an eviction that has gone into default. The sheriffs can come to my door any day now. Ooh. I need legal help. They are refusing to pay me the royalties that is owed to me. I don't know what else to do. I can't give up. I need help.
I smell something funky in there.
Oh,
she's gonna be down to the jail. Babe.
Something like almost like I opened a jar of pink sauce in here. Sniffed it.
So I do want to point out that yes, she's got this $25,000 that she's raised thus far, but most of that money has come from one donor,
and it was her.
No, it has the basketball player Kyrie Irving.
What? Oh, my.
Donated $24,240 to her when she first posted this. Yes. So he is the biggest
benefactor. You got to support black businesses. You got to support
He doesn't even have CTE in that sport. I don't understand.
You're so fucking dumb. He does not.
He doesn't even have brain damage.
I don't think that he got hit with any basketball.
No, he definitely has brain damage. It maybe didn't come from the sport. Maybe that's BYO brain damage, but
BYO brain damage. Shut up, Brittany.
But Kyrie Irving ain't been right for a very long time.
You not wrong about the not right, but damn. Oh, Brittany.
minute.
Okay, so
allegedly.
Allegedly.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
So she has been like on her social media, on her YouTube, just talking shit about Daze and saying how Daze has not paid her money. She deserves to be paid.
She said, run me my coins.
She said, run me my coins. And okay. Daze.
Like Tasha K. I mean,
if that's true, that's very sad. But like I said,
but I
it
had
smells
the feeling...
like I've opened a jar of pink sauce in here. Yeah. Something stinks about this.
I'm going to read you Dave's long-ass timeline of everything that's happened from August 2022 to now.
Because so, her little press release sounds like T.I. wrote it. Let's... So I can't wait to see what Dave and the lawyers have to say.
Well, yeah, let's see what Dave's little intern has written up for us.
So, like, they have this on their website. That Dave is not playing, all right? So it says, in August 2022, Daze Gourmet LLC signed an agreement with Veronica Shaw and her entities, Peak Sauce LLC and Flavor Crazy Inc., in which Flavor Crazy Inc., Pink Sauce LLC, and Shaw were responsible for promoting Pink Sauce through digital content requirement to post on Pink Sauce on social media at least 3 times a week.
Okay.
And Daze Gourmet.
It's pretty fucking reasonable.
Yep. And Daze Gourmet was in charge of achieving the required shelf stability for the product, making the formula acceptable for commercial production and following FDA's food production guidelines, production and sales of Pink Sauce product online and to retailers. So those are the... So
okay.
It's her job to market the shit. It's their job to get it on the shelf and make sure it's all good to go.
Yeah, sounds reasonable.
Perfect. So at the time, Shaw was not producing Pink Sauce because the FDA instructed her to cease all production due to quality concerns.
Stop cooking this in your kitchen unless you're only serving it to your kids.
And they ain't shit because in parentheses they put, she was making Pink Sauce in her kitchen and was shipping it without refrigeration in the heat of the summer. And the sauce frequently went bad during shipping, as evidenced by many social media posts from buyers. The sauce was not shelf stable and was not safe for shipping without refrigeration. There's a huge negative publicity online and on social media due to the quality issues that Shaw had experienced. According to the agreement, Shaw received an upfront payment of $45,000 as a part of the agreement for Daze Gourmet to pursue the sales of Pink Sauce.
I wonder where that went.
Uh-huh. According to the agreement, Shaw was responsible for all refunds of the product that predated the agreement.
Oh.
So all the refunds she owes, she was responsible. After the agreement was signed, we learned that neither Shaw nor her entities had enough funds to cover all the refunds to the people who never received the product.
$20 a bottle is...
Yeah.
That she was responsible for, according to the agreement. There was a hold put out by Shopify and PayPal on most of the cash in Shaw's account due to multiple customer complaints, and even the cash that was there was mostly not available to pay the refund.
Okay, hold on. I got to do some quick math.
Uh-huh.
So $45,000 is what she was paid, right? Mm-hmm. And $20 a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So did she sell this to over 2,000 people?
So according to her, she sold to over 1,000 people. So probably over 2,000.
But I mean once that's you get how many,
to wipe that 45,000 out, you'd have to have sold it to 2,250 people.
Well, that's assuming that we didn't do a little shopping because we got a cash advance.
I mean, yes.
That's assuming also that we didn't have fines from the FDA.
But if the money went into her account immediately and then Shopify put holds on it, you know, she wouldn't have been able to spend any of that. In theory.
That's true, but I just don't think it went in immediately like that. I think it was... But I think that probably she spent some of it and then the refunds got to the rest of it.
Because also, like, if we're being honest, like, if she got the money from the people... Because, like, it's been, at this point, like, 2 months since, like, the sauce has gone out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, any money you got, you already spent. So, you wasn't giving no money back to nobody. No.
Right.
So, now that you've got this $45,000, all your Shopify and, like, PayPal accounts have been blocked because you haven't had the money to pay nobody back.
Yes. Even before that.
Yeah. So, like, more than likely, she did not have the $45,000 wasn't going to cover shit anymore.
And I just would be shocked if the FDA didn't fine her anything.
That, too. I feel like they'd probably fine us.
And if there wasn't a lawyer involved.
Well, I mean, it just sounds like she signed a bad fucking deal.
Well, I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
Daze Gourmet couldn't see the customer's disappointment with no product and no refunds. So, it provided approximately $30,000 to cover the refunds.
Ooh,
even though this was Shaw's responsibility. Some of these funds came back to Dave's Gourmet later in the year after the hold on Shaw's accounts were lifted from PayPal and Shopify.
Okay.
So they gave her $30,000 to get through the storm. And like cover it.
Right. Okay.
So prior to entering the partnership with Dave's Gourmet, Shaw reviewed and negotiated the agreement with the help of her attorney. According to the agreement, Shaw received royalties that depend on the gross profit that the company makes in the sales of pink sauce, and there's a milestone payment if certain goals are met. The royalty payments are based on gross profit because at the time we did not know what the pink sauce product would cost, given that it contains expensive ingredients like dragon fruit that needed to be factored in. When we negotiated this agreement, we walked Shaw and her attorney through the differences between sales and gross profit to make sure that everyone was on the same page.
God.
All payments have been communicated and paid on time in accordance to the agreement. Dave's Gourmet also advised Shaw that the pink sauce royalties should not be her only source of income as they can fluctuate, and she should have a regular job to make sure that she has financial stability. At the time, Dave's Gourmet did not know if any sales would generate from pink sauce.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all right, so y'all got that. Okay, cool. All right, in the fall of 2022, Shaw was struggling financially. So, if we just signed this shit in August, By September, October, you are already struggling. So she was
having issues already, and then thought this was $45,000 was going to be her golden ticket, which
I guess, child.
If you live in the world, you know
that
$45,000 is not going to get you.
Well, the $45,000 is the upfront, but there's not much coming after that because the only thing people know about pink sauce is that it has been making people sick.
Exactly, yes. and if it's your responsibility to change that image, yeah, so, you've got to spend time saying, "Hey, this is who I've partnered with. Look at this. You can get it at Walmart."
I'm just saying it's going to take more than a year of me going to Walmart, seeing the stuff that made people sick online before I'm like, maybe I'll try it.
Yeah.
It's going to take me a long time before I'm like, maybe I'll try it.
And yeah.
Honestly, it doesn't sound like it tastes very good.
It doesn't.
To be honest, it doesn't sound tasty to me. It sounds kind of gross. And if it's what? They're charging $8, you said, for
$8
it?
$8 a bottle.
Mm. But if it costs $4 to make it, the gross profit on that's only going to be $4. And that's shared between Dave's and her. So, I mean, she's maybe getting $2 off every bottle sold.
Yeah. All right, so Dave's...
Okay. So they said keep your day job. Yeah,
right, they told her, they were like, hey, we don't know how this is going to sell.
The math isn't hard. The math is not hard.
We don't know how this is going to sell, so you need to, like, have a job.
Yeah.
So you were a caterer before, you should be still catering some shit.
Yeah, well, her lucrative catering toast business.
Yeah, doesn't say she makes toast. And other toast.
I mean, was she able to keep the... did the FDA not be like, let's look into this caterer? Where are you catering out of? Are you also catering out of this same kitchen?
That's a great question. But
also,
literally, I can't imagine people buying catering from you when you don't have pictures of the food that you make.
That part. Yeah. You got homies, like, ask you to cater shit. You're not doing that for real.
Yeah.
All right, so fall 2022, she's struggling financially. Dave's Gourmet decided to be helpful, and over the course of several months, provided Shaw with multiple cash advances that totaled more than $40,000 without charging Shaw interest or fees.
So they've now paid her $85,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you also factor in the $30,000 that went towards the refunds.
Oh, my God. But didn't they say they got a lot of that back, right?
They got some of that back, yeah. Some of that back.
So let's say they've paid her $100,000.
Let's say they paid $100,000, yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh. So these advances were supposed to be supposed to offset by future royalties that Shaw was going to earn. In March 2023, Shaw communicated that she had spent the entirety of her previous advances and that she needed another advance to feed her children and avoid being evicted. Dave's Gourmet sent her two advances that totaled $5,000 but encouraged her to continue working her other job and pursue her private chef career as she had been doing prior to the partnership, prior to partnering commercially to produce pink sauce.
They have done everything to keep this woman afloat.
Uh-huh. I'm going to keep going, though.
Oh, my God.
Shaw wanted to know more about activities related to pink sauce and Dave's Gourmet. In the beginning of 2023, the Dave's Gourmet team set up weekly standing meetings to discuss the brand strategy and collaborate with Shaw. Shaw attended only a couple of these meetings and has not been in attendance since.
Oh, girl.
February 2023. Now, February 2023, this is a month after it's in the stores. Like, it's only been in the stores since January 2023.
Yeah.
Shaw requested over $10,000 in marketing expenses to throw herself a birthday party.
What?
also asked Dave's Gourmet to pay for her dress that cost more than $800 in shoes, which cost over $600.
What?
That would potentially be used in TikTok videos.
Potentially.
Potentially. Okay. Dave's Gourmet suggested a smaller budget. And because Dave's Gourmet would not approve these expenses, Shaw distanced herself from Dave's Gourmet's collaborative marketing efforts.
Oh my
February 2023, Shaw attempted to submit business expenses or expense reports for her personal expenses, like buying four pairs of sneakers or expensing her entire grocery bill. There's a link to these receipts.
Now they put the link to the receipts.
Sure did.
Oh,
Dave's is petty.
Oh, they are petty as fuck. Let's go into these.
So what I'm hearing in all of this also that the stuff she's bought, none of this is for children.
Hell no.
Well,
none of this is to clothe a child.
Maybe the
put
four
a child
pairs
in school
for a pair for everybody. I don't know.
Child, I don't know. I need you to like open it up though.
But I don't know how sneakers help you make pink sauce.
Okay, so there is.
I don't know how an $800 dress does either. Maybe an apron.
Publix bill for a Publix receipt for $104.81.
And what'd she get? Three things.
She got
$100 at Publix.
Some taco shredded cheese.
Ain't no cheese in the pink sauce.
She's not allowed to make the pink sauce anymore. Brittany, this is for a new thing.
Then why are the groceries my responsibility?
Blueberry muffins, some chocolate muffins, some deli lemonade, half gallon, mango lemonade, half gallon, assorted hot pastries, Ronzoni linguine and spaghetti. Let's see, some celestial apple tea, celestial pink tea. Let's see. Organic dill pickles, sour cream, whipped cream.
Nothing she has purchased so far creates a meal.
No.
Right.
It's just snacks. Okay. So
if you're just eating shredded cheese out of the bag, like I do. Like cheese.
All right. Foot Locker. She spent $524.29 at Foot Locker and got four pairs of sneakers. Bitch, you tried it.
Two places I cannot afford to shop at? Publix and Foot Locker. Talking Payless and Walmart.
Truly.
Like, you don't even shop where your product's sold.
That part.
Right.
So she spent another $112 on more groceries. Yeah, she just sending in your grocery bill, sis.
Talking about these are business expenses.
Business expense, my ass.
How?
And then some other receipt for $171.51, which is like, look like some oil or something spilled on it. Aldi.
Okay.
An Aldi receipt. So just groceries. So she's sending out grocery bills.
Dang.
Okay, so
it went straight from her iPhone to this website. Because it's her hand,
holding the receipts.
Girl.
Dance Gourmet informed her that such activities are fraudulent and asked a lot of questions related to the receipts submitted. Shaw did not respond to any of those questions. May 2023, due to large advances on Shaw's royalty payment, the deduction of the refunds covered by Dance Gourmet related to the period prior to this agreement, the balance of the milestone royalty payment owed to Shaw came out to be $666.86.
She sold quite a bit of pink sauce then.
She did.
They sold quite a bit.
Yeah.
If that's what's left over, I mean, after some of these advances.
After all the advances.
You're still getting $600 after all that? That's pretty good.
Sounds like she doesn't understand the nature of an advance.
Hell no.
That doesn't mean it's free money. That means we're paying you now, but you're going to have to pay us back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you don't get any money in the future.
Yeah.
So that's what an advance is. You won't get no money back, so we're going to deduct it. So Dez Gourmet decided to hold off on deducting $10,000 in advance from the royalties due until a later period so that Shaw would have more funds to cover her needs at the time. So instead, they ended up paying her $10,666.68. So instead of deducting...
Dang.
So right now, I'm hearing this woman's made about $120,000 mm-hmm. in 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Where did that go?
Foot Locker.
Like,
Birthday parties.
I'm just going to make it political right now. This is why we need financial education in our schools. Because if someone handed me $100,000 today,
I would have a whole different life.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but I wouldn't be spending $100,000. I'd be investing half of that so that my money is making money for me. It's just people are so.
Well, I mean, I would at least keep my day job for a minute and pay off my debt. And then invest in something so I have like a stable place to live. Like,
it's just foolish.
Foot Locker would be at the very bottom of my priority list.
The fucking bottom.
Because it's just, even if you have $100,000, you are still, I saw
Days
this, like, breakdown.
Days has not been in nobody like, off TikTok
hell
ever
no.
again.
Well, I saw this breakdown of, like, the four different groups of, uh-huh. you know, Americans and the financial wealth in the country. And it's the 1%, you can just kind of throw that out. The next group down is the people who make, you know, between that, like, you know, $1 million and more a uh-huh. year. Uh-huh. And they're doing okay. They've got houses, you know. And then there's the people below that are making between, you know, $150,000 and under $1 million.
Yeah.
And those people are still struggling, mm-hmm. those people, because yeah. they own their homes, but they owe hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loans. They have mm-hmm. credit card debt. They yes. have a mortgage. They have cars they have to pay yeah. off. So they're living with debt in that bracket.
Yeah.
And anyone who is under that $100,000 mm-hmm. that used to be a comfortable wage mm-hmm. and the goal for a normal American, $100,000 a year would have been an incredible salary to have.
Yeah.
People below that in the $100,000 and under are going to food banks for their food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just, I feel like we just have such a disconnect with how much money is actually worth anymore.
Yeah.
It's insane. Okay, I'm sorry. She's shopping at Publix.
It's
insane, like, to me.
It's like,
I can't imagine.
Because looking at her Publix and her Bravo and her Aldi receipts, it's like, you get way more shit at Aldi and you shopping at Publix for like some cheese and some fucking like whipped cream, bitch. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Clearly, you can't afford to shop at Publix. Don't
right.
shop there.
Yeah.
So they says, they continue, this balance in all payments processed have been outlined and communicated to Shaw consistently. Dan's Gourmet deducted the above-mentioned advance of $10,000 at the second quarter royalty payment. So when they were supposed to just give her the $600, they ended up giving her the full $10 with the $600.
Yeah, in anticipation of more sales the second
mm-hmm.
quarter.
And
okay.
So they were like, okay, second quarter, we're going to pay ourselves back for that. Like, that was an advance for you. So here we go. So the Q2 royalty payment due was less than $10,000. Mm. So the net effect was that Shaw had a negative balance of $6,000, $6,005.80 that she owed Dave's Gourmet due to the previous advance taken.
Because pink sauce is gross. And after
yeah.
that first quarter, they couldn't sell anymore because
yep.
it's disgusting.
Exactly. And so what I will say is that like around this time is when you start to see the pink sauce in like the clearance bin in like clearance
uh-huh.
section. And
because people aren't buying it.
People aren't buying it. And like it got as
low as
you
buy one bottle and you don't buy another bottle.
Exactly. And it got as low as $1. And so also on Dave's Gourmet's website, like there's an option for you to buy one bottle, three bottles, or six bottles. You can't even buy one bottle. You have to buy three bottles. And that's currently on sale for $21.74 rather than the
remember
regular...
when she was selling one exploding bottle
uh-huh.
for $20?
Uh-huh. Rather than the regular $28.99.
Wow. They said, get the shit out the warehouse.
Uh-huh. So contrary to Shaw's beliefs, both Q1 and Q2 royalty payments are calculated in exactly the same way. The only difference is the deduction of the advance of Q2. We clearly explained this deduction to Shaw in our email and offered to walk her and her attorney
Not
through the calculations.
Per my last email.
Per my last. June 2023, Shaw submitted an expense report to Dave's Gourmet that included a request for payment for her time dedicated to making social media content since October 2022. 1,400 hours at $90 per hour in Shaw's invoice. Such request
okay.
was outside of the terms of the agreement as Shaw's compensation per agreement was through royalties, and there was no provision to compensate her on a per hour basis. Dave's Gourmet asked for clarification related to the various other expenses listed by Shaw in her invoice, but backups, receipts, and explanations were not provided. Shaw informed Dave's Gourmet that she did not need to provide us with the receipts or explanations to get reimbursed. Dave's Gourmet reminded Shaw that business expenses need to be pre-approved by Dave's Gourmet. Dave's Gourmet has kept this timeline of information private until Shaw went on social media with defamatory statements regarding the integrity of our business, which has put us in an unfortunate position to share details that would have otherwise remained private. In total, Shaw has received $147,449.37 in payments from her partnership with Dave's Gourmet and Pink Sauce
that.
Since August of 2022 to date. We initially told the journalist that
That's
she
a year.
Received more than $120,000 and now have tracked all payments and are sharing the precise number with all bank confirmations in this link. Ooh,
not the bank confirmations.
They are not playing.
They said you can have all of these documents.
Truly. Ooh,
I'm upset with how close I was with my calculations as to how much she had
yeah.
gotten.
Oh,
that's...
honey, they got every last single
they
ACH.
Sure do.
Ooh, it's 13 pages of ACH.
They said ACH.
It is our understanding that Shaw probably spent about $10,000 on this amount to buy video recording equipment, props, right, clothes, accessories that would be used to promote Pink Sauce. But we have not seen the receipts confirming this. Because of the advances provided to Shaw, the funds sent to Shaw exceeded what she's earned, yes, under the terms of the agreement. Mm-hmm. In addition, Shaw had certain obligations to the agreement related to her social media activities that she's violated multiple times. She was supposed to post shit three times a week,
and you're not doing that.
The Instagram reminded Shaw multiple times that she needs to adhere to the terms. Sorry.
You know how easy it'd be to post three times a week if you had a catering business where you were serving up your pink sauce?
Right.
Oh my God, you always had content. Like, half
you would literally always have content.
Don't you got a kid? Hold that fucking camera and like.
Any of your catering businesses, all you'd have to do is just make a whole bunch of food, mm-hmm, and then pour pink sauce in a bowl
on the side.
And then call it a day.
And have somebody on your staff video it. Just somebody eat it.
Just have somebody dip it in the pink sauce and eat it. And then boom, I did my obligations.
I did my thing. And you could get enough of those in one event that you just, if you edit it properly.
Come on.
That's a week's worth of content. 2 weeks worth of content.
That's a month's worth of content. Like, come on now.
See, why do people that don't know how to do crime get the chance to do crime? Like, come on.
Which button is it?
I think it's the blue one.
Let me do crime.
Let me do crime.
Let me run it up on Dave's because that is so easy.
This is the easiest shit ever.
This is the easiest lick that you ever had.
I make good shit in my kitchen. Why am I not monetizing any of that?
But that's the point. You don't even have to make good shit in your kitchen.
No. I can make dragon fruit mayonnaise.
Is there a purple fruit? Make it purple. God, and then go out there. What's that purple thing? You know that purple, like, little thing that you can make? Just, like, blend it up and be like, purple sauce.
Oh, like are you thinking of the little root vegetable?
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, I can't either. Taro.
Taro.
Oh, yeah, yes. Taro. Oh, yeah.
Taro's delicious.
Just go make it. I know, but I'm just saying, blend that up and put some ranch dressing in it.
I feel like that might be cultural appropriation if I do it, though.
I don't care. Do it. Crime. Do crime, and I will help you. Yeah. Cut this part out.
We'll cut this part out.
Cut out our good idea.
Capitalism.
For taro hummus.
Capitalism does not work. Only crime works. And she blew it. And
I'm mad at her. Capitalism is crime, though.
And we can make this sauce and take it to Dave's, and they'll be like, no, never again.
Okay, so they're
like, our DEI section is closed and down. We don't do nothing for the blacks no more.
What about a half gay white lady?
So like they pretty much they're tired. One last thing, because they've have an update. So they just said in August 2023, we sent multiple messages to Shaw and her attorney suggesting creative ways to mitigate the issues and have an amicable working relationship. In return, we received a message from Shaw and that Days Gourmet would need to pay her $1.5 million if we want to continue selling pink sauce. The current agreement in place is evergreen, and Days Gourmet does not need any special extension payments, renewals,
in
or permissions from Shaw to continue selling it.
Because we made it.
Under the terms of agreement. So
you weren't even allowed to make it.
Where do we get this number?
We're just saying.
We're just making up numbers.
Like it's really giving like Austin Powers.
Her lawyer
just saying numbers now.
Nah, her attorney is her cousin Day Day until somebody shows me.
Well, it also sounds like because her attorney is not returning these emails. It sounds like she cannot afford her attorney anymore.
That makes sense too.
But her attorney is sending this over to her. Like, please tell them to stop contacting me. Girl. I don't work for you anymore. Yeah. Your retainer ran out a year ago.
Yeah. We were all rooting for you, and you blew it.
You blew it, babe. So, yeah. So that is the pink sauce.
Well,
lady.
you keep.
I hope she gets that 1.5.
I hope she took down Kyrie's number and that she keep texting him. And that every quarter
Thank
he
you
gives
so much,
her.
Mr. Irving.
Yes,
I appreciate your $24,000, but I need 1.5.
But I need 1.5 million more dollars. In order to hashtag support black business and.
Bro.
Girl, I'm so sad.
I just.
I know.
You had a chance. You really had a chance.
And you blew it.
I'm going to tell you, when Dave's came knocking on the door, I was like, they're stupid.
They're dumb as fuck.
Because I would have just been like, ooh, that sounds nasty. Can you go get R&D on our own pink sauce?
And truly.
Yeah. All it would have to do is be pink and not explode.
And not explode.
and I didn't need you at all. Yeah. But they brought you in.
But they brought you in. They were like, look at this woman trying to do a thing. Look at us. Let's uplift this poor black woman.
Yeah. We're going to get a grant for the DEI program, right?
The DEI work that we're doing sweet. Is, man, thank
you.
Go ahead and
put her on the payroll. Put her on the payroll. Thank you. She's the only black person that worked here. Put her on the payroll. Thanks.
They also just gave her so many chances.
They gave her so many chances. Like, girl, you got $150,000 almost. Babe. Like, so many people don't make that in a year.
I know.
I make by on, like, a fraction of that.
A fraction.
So what the fuck are you spending your money on?
I'm making, like, a quarter of that a year.
True. Like, it's just like, girl, like, I don't understand got going on that, like... Like, what the fuck are you... It's really, like, motherfuckers get a little bit of money and lose their minds, and that's exactly what happened.
And she didn't just blow it. She blew it spectacularly.
Because, like, $10,000 on, like, video equipment and shit.
That's insane.
You got an iPhone, don't you?
I'm sorry, if you do want to upgrade your equipment, a good camera and a ring light is at max $600.
Yeah.
But you buy fucking Jordans and shit. You buy a whole Nike outfit.
And I don't
bitch.
Understand how that promotes pink sauce. I just don't understand why we need a special dress, why we need a special shoe.
Maybe what she was going to...
Literally, all you need is a bottle of pink sauce and a vessel.
And something, wait.
I figured out how we turn this ship around.
Okay,
we get the outfit. We get the fancy equipment. We turn pink sauce into... fetish content. We pour it all over ourselves.
We just pour it on our shirt, our hands.
I just put it in.
We pour
it
in the shoes, and then put your feet in the pink sauce. Mm-hmm. Okay, girl.
We can cold stone it on the counter with a chicky nuggy.
Just take it over to OnlyFans. Kyrie will still be your number one investor.
I'm so bad. If you want to spend money on something, I got an education.
I was gonna look.
All right, Kyrie.
Yeah.
You want to pay for some shit. Pay for this podcast.
Where can I get a rich...
Put some money into our shit.
I need a rich brain-damaged man that's willing to invest in me.
True. Like, invest in our podcast. You want to invest in something?
I need a patron.
Sounds like we need to hang around Athens on game day.
No, I have to pretend like I like football.
Yeah, that's where I draw the line.
You don't have to pretend you like it. You have to pretend like you know nothing about it. Explain it to me.
Ew.
What does it mean? What is first down? Wow.
Wow.
So they're going to take that ball and run all that long way?
I'm a pretty good actress.
Oh, my gosh.
I do that. What is a down?
What is
like,
a
is
down?
That what I'm, is that what you're going to do later?
I don't want you to get hurt.
Big, strong man, don't hurt yourself. All right. Let's take some shots.
Yeah, let's do it.
What's in this?
You know what that sound is.
It's our shot time.
Mystery shots.
All right. Okay, so.
I was like, why'd you look in the bag? Stop looking. Cheating.
Well, I'm trying to find the thing.
I'm just messing with you.
All right, okay. Everybody put your hands in.
Guess first.
It's so cold.
Somebody was asking me the other day, you know, how we do this. And they were like, is there anything that you like, you know, you reach and you don't want? And I was like, yeah, sometimes you're supposed to grab the first one that you touch. But sometimes you're like, that's Jaeger. And you're like, no.
There was a bottle that was shaped differently. And I was like, I don't know if I
who's got one?
Believe in it.
So this one's a clear with a gold top.
What number you got?
Mine is number 3. And it's clear with a black top.
Number 7.
I don't think I'm
Andrew, what you got?
I don't know.
What color is your top?
Also, it's a You've brown also got a, top.
Oh, wait. We're... No, we're this not the same. Are you allowed to sniff?
You are allowed. You are allowed.
This is fruity smelling.
This is... Yeah, I don't...
I can't smell anything.
Can I sniff yours?
I'm dying. What's happening?
Yours might just be a plain vod.
Oh, no.
It's maybe it's some type of smear.
I'm so bad. No, I think mine might be. No, because yours has the little bubble at the bottom. Mine doesn't. Okay. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. I can't make of what this flavor is supposed to be.
It's like lemon. Do you smell this? Do you smell anything?
No, I think you've got straight vodka.
I think you got straight vodka, babe.
That's so rude. Why would you do this to your friend?
That might be rain.
Cheers. Oh, it might be.
Like rainwater?
Rain vodka.
Oh. Yeah, that was just straight vodka.
Oh. That came back and fought me.
How did you guys know it's rain vodka?
Bottle. Ha ha.
Oh, God. Oh. I think I have a flavored rain because it's got the similar lip, thing in on there.
Is it coconut vodka?
Oh, this might be lemon. I think this is supposed to be lemon, and it's not. It tasted like nothing.
Oh.
It hurts me.
Well, I had Smirnoff, so I was right.
Oh,
about that.
God. I was so, so wrong.
What is it?
That's Margaritaville Silver Tequila.
Oh.
It does smell like tequila.
Oh, it smells like lemons to me.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely smells like tequila.
I don't know what's wrong with my... Maybe it's the coffee fucking me up.
Yeah. Okay, so this is Smirnoff Peach Vodka.
Ew.
That's what that flavor was. Yeah.
God damn.
Let me smell what that smells like.
Yeah, it didn't smell...
It smells...
Does it smell peach to you?
It smells like peach to me. It doesn't smell like real peaches. It smells like what people think like, peach smells like. Like.
Margaritaville tequila is disgusting, okay. And there's a reason why that fought me. I thought that was vodka, and I was all prepared for it, and it was tequila.
I will say the rain vodka...
I was right about Brittany's. I was like, that's rain vodka.
I didn't hate the vodka itself.
But when it's chilled, it's fine.
When it was chilled, and it was...
When it's hot...
Oh, well...
It'll fight you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, it'll...
Brittany went back for seconds. All right
now.
Okay, so y'all drink one.
Drink one.
Ooh. Drink one.
Drink the one. All right. Who the fuck are we so we can get the hell out of here?
Last call for alcohol.
All right. Hi, y'all. My name is Hillary R. Heath. I'm one of your hosts.
Wait, do we?
Do we do this on the game? Yeah, we do.
We do.
Oh, God.
Bend over, let me see a shake a tail feather. Bend over, let me see a shake a tail feather. Bend over, let me see a shake a tail feather.
Yo, come on now, Brittany. You better come in. I like this man. Yes.
That was beautiful. That was so good.
All right, Pima, I even got Tina a
skirt,
Turner.
Skirt in there. Amazing.
Yeah, I regret that anyone ever taught you skirt, skirt.
It was SNL and Timothy Chalamet who taught me that, and Pete Davidson.
Wait, have y'all seen his newest episode?
Yes.
Skirt. I didn't see it. I saw like bits and pieces of it, and I know he reprised that character.
Oh, it was so good. We'll have to watch it when we wrap up.
Okay. So anyway, I'm Hillary Heath. I have had this delicious espresso martini with Bailey's. I had a disgusting tequila shot. Drank some of my water. I've got some shows coming up. You can see me December 1st, Friday. I'm going to be hosting Tipsy Zone at the Red Light Cafe. It's an improv show, but I'm going to be opening and closing it with some stand-up.
Hell yeah.
So come see me there. I've also got some other ones. I'm going to be in, what's it called, Knoxville on December 3rd, Sunday at Allie Ray's. Opening for Jen Snyder. It's going to be a really good show. So come see me there if you're in Knoxville. And I'm sure I've got some other shit coming up. So... Yeah. Come check out my Instagram at Hillary R. Heath, and I'll have more details there for you.
Yay!
Yeah. Who are you?
Hi, everyone. I am Brittany Dent.
Oh, hell no!
Yes.
I'm so glad we got to just do it again.
Yes.
That was amazing. Thank you.
You can find me on Instagram at Brittany Does Comedy Now. You can see me hosting the open mic at the Laughing Skull Lounge on Monday evenings.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
And what's your podcast?
And I also have a little podcast, you may have heard of it, called Down and Nappy. We'll be coming back for season 4 pretty soon.
Hell yeah.
I hope so. I mean, we'll be back. I'm just hoping it'll be soon. You know, our girl Jasmine likes to jet set.
She likes to travel.
Yeah. She likes to travel.
And we've got the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that too.
Exactly.
Oh,
I'm hoping that we'll get into season 4 before the holidays.
But
we'll
soon's see. A relative term.
But soon. You know, soon happens.
You got three seasons to catch
happens.
Up on.
You've exactly.
Got three whole seasons to catch
yes.
up.
Yes. Yes. We got Voss. We got Voss in. Interior, you're next. We're gunning for you.
Okay.
We got Voss in there. We're going to get you in there. You're going to love it.
I was like, excited. In season 1, I'm in the background giggling in some of them.
You
I'm
are, yeah.
Sitting there hanging out.
Just watching us podcast.
Not participating. Just petting Brittany's dog, Ziggy.
Producer Ziggy on the pod.
Producer Ziggy.
He did not come tonight because I felt like I didn't know these people enough to let him ruin their home. So.
That's fair.
But yeah, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much for having me on the pod.
Thank you so much for being here. Where the fuck's the right button? You're a guest. Yes.
Stop it, you guys.
So great.
Stop it. You like me. You really like me.
We do. We do. We really do. Hey, y'all. It's your little scholar checking in.
Little scholar.
Yes, your little scholar is just doing all the scholarly things right now. When this drops, I would have just, like, wrapped up two, like, show things. So there's nothing for me for a little while. So if you, like, want to do anything, like, for me, you could, like, Venmo me money.
Yeah.
While I, like, you know, get through this finals season.
Send her some money for some coffee. Because I know your local coffee shop closed down.
It's in my
so that's heartbreaking.
Send Antares some money so that she can find another local coffee shop to support. Yeah.
Like, I really love just called Buzz Coffee and Wine House and Cascade. They are no longer with us. It really sucks.
That's so rude.
That's sad.
But,
did Keith Lee shut them down?
He did not, surprisingly enough. No. They were always a good time. First of all, like, he would have thoroughly enjoyed. I feel like he would have enjoyed that. Mm. You know, I always get my coffee.
Yeah.
I always got a cute little pastry. It's always a great time. So, yeah. But if you want to follow me, you should follow me on all of the social media things. At The Anterior. That's at TheAnterio. All right. Is that usually how we end this thing?
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
Well, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to While We Were Drinking, a Petty Posse production.
We would like to thank Ava Davis, Brittany Ditt, Arya Mara, and Weston Manders for their voiceover contributions.
Please like, subscribe, and tell your friends. And if you would like to advertise with us, email us at pettyposseproductions@gmail.com. That's PETTYPOSSE productions@gmail.com.
Oh my God, we totally forgot. We're professional drinkers.
So please drink responsibly.
And please don't drink and drive.